The new year brought a change of presidency in Brazil. Dilma Rousseff is the first woman to lead the country. Under Lula's two presidencies, we have witnessed domestic, diplomatic and image changes, but new challenges await the new president. Researcher Alexander Freier, security in Brazil specialist, is with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Despite its economic success, the country is one of the most unequal of the world. Can you talk to us about society in Brazil?
Yes, of course. I can give you some general information. Under Lula, as you have mentioned, Brazil has made a big change. Social inequality in Brazil, resulting from the country's history, is still very strong. Under Lula, however, and due to his economic and social policies, we've seen major changes within this area. Like 20 million people have been able to come out of poverty, and another 30 million people have been able to move up to the middle class, which is quite astonishing. And I do believe that under President Rousseff now, this policy will remain and will be even strengthened.
Brazil will be even more under the international spotlight, hosting both the World Cup and the Olympics in the near future. Are there any downsides to that?
Yes, of course. As we've seen on the news lately a lot, Brazil is facing major problems, especially in terms of security. Rio is a city that is really conflict-prone in many areas, and many adjustments need to be made in order to secure the Olympic Games.
And let's move to the international role of Brazil. Italy, for example, is asking the EU to take action on Brazil over the extradition of an Italian convicted citizen. Where does Dilma Rousseff's Brazil stand on the international stage?
Well, again, moving back to Lula and his successor, Fernando Henrique Cardoso, the stability and the economic success of Brazil also brought new challenges for the president. Brazil has moved up and has become a very important global player. And with that came also new responsibility. Brazil has intensified its relations with other southern countries, with other BRIC nations, and especially with China. So, and also Brazil is trying to get a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. So under Rousseff, these attempts to strengthen Brazil's international role will even increase.
Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.